My fellow humans, good day and happy summer. That's what some people say. May 1st, May Day today, if you happen to be listening live. And don't forget to pay your rent. It's the first day of the month. And second of all, yes, May Day, a very conflicting, confusing, fun, sad holiday in a lot of parts of the world. It's simultaneously in a lot of Europe, the first day of spring celebrations, and also a workers' rights day for many other nations to celebrate the workers and the rights of the people who work hard and maybe don't get proper compensation for their work. But yes, this is Wandering Rhythms. So 2 hours of music from around the world coming up. And I am Nicol Legacy, your host. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from a little mountain called Burnaby, just east of Vancouver. Also on cjsf.ca. And you can also listen to the show on wanderingrhythms.com and find some of the past episodes there as well. So yes, the first hour, we'll jump around and play a lot of brand new music, a lot of exciting stuff from far and wide. And the second hour this week, in honor of the show actually falling on May 1st, on May Day, an hour of music to celebrate the struggle for equality amongst workers. So not necessarily political music, like with a specific cause, but music that is kind of fighting for workers' rights and for, you know, the never-ending question of fighting for a cause or working for a cause that you might not necessarily align yourself with. But yeah, but that's the monetary system for you. Always wacky. So yes, the first hour, though, to start off, very, very exciting artist from Japan. His name is Shugo Tokumaru, and he plays a lot of instruments. This is like reinventing pop music in a very much more experimental way, and this guy could be a pop hero in another alternate reality, that's for sure. So he's got a new record, it's called Toss. And on his past album called In Focus from 4 years back, he played all the instruments. And in this one, he's invited some other people, and his idea was to record a whole bunch of different instruments, an orchestra, his live band, a whole musicians from around the world, and to not have any plan for the music, but just to record a whole bunch of stuff and then take those and assemble them into actual songs. And he ended up doing something slightly different, but he did take a lot of these pieces and added to them. And one of the main collaborators is Greg Saunier, the drummer of the band Deer Hoof, who, interestingly, just played along to click tracks at various tempos, and then the artist Tokumaru just took those pieces and made songs out of them. So that's one way of recording. It really shows that the recording process is the art form in itself, and you can't always come with everything pre-planned like more traditional music, taking stuff into the studio like with the charts and everything written out for the musicians. This is just kind of letting modern technology dictate the composition. So yeah, anyways, I'll let you hear it. A song here with the drummer from Deer Hoof, Greg Saunier, and Shogu on vocals and most other instruments. It's called Taxi. It's like kaleidoscopic pop at its finest, and just came out in April. Yes, so here we go. Shogu Tokumaru, Taxi, Wandering Rhythms here, CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll be right back.
Os cabos de conexão e mudei a senha do meu coração. E quando você aparecer, vai perceber ou quem sabe não. Pois já me cansei até de sua voz e não pensei que ainda vou pensando em nós. Posso dizer que você não é nem a metade do que não foi. E assim não há nada pra dizer depois. A noite passando traz sempre amanhã. E assim
Yes, some very cool forward-thinking hip-hop there. All those last three songs actually came out within the last month. So that was from maybe 5-6 days ago. Shabazz Palaces, yes, LA-based hip-hop group. And they have a very futuristic album coming out soon in July, very anticipated, called Quasars, Born on a Gangster Star. Yeah, so just your typical science fiction hip-hop record and beautiful sample in that song. It was called Shine a Light featuring Thadalak. Yeah, laid-back soul hip-hop. And before Shabazz Palaces, we heard a group based in New York that plays experimental Brazilian music coming out of the East Village in New York City. They're called Foro in the Dark. And Foro is a style of Brazilian music, but these guys throw all sorts of other things at it. And the album called Sandcastle. The song was Voce Now e Insubstituível. Foro in the Dark came out a week and a half ago. And before that, started off the show with an amazing song by Shugo Tokumaru. The song was Taxi, and his album came out also last week, the album Toss. One of the most interesting things coming out of anywhere, but yes, Japan-based musician. So next we're going to continue with something Canadian, a group that I just discovered this past weekend. I saw them play at the Wise Hall, the amazing venue in East Vancouver here. Yes, Brett Higgins' Atlas Revolt, a group from Toronto. Brett Higgins is a bass player, plays the stand-up bass, and he's also in a more, very well-known folk band called Great Lakes Swimmers from Ontario, and this is completely different. This is a mix of Latin grooves and Balkan violin, an amazing violin player in this band called Alexander Gacik. He definitely has his roots in the Balkan music, very almost, I don't know how you'd describe it, but gypsy-sounding violin work, and some very strong percussion and some piano, synthesizer, electric guitar. So wonderful band here, Brett Higgins' Atlas Revolt. We will hear a song from their most recent album, just a self-titled album. And how about a song called El Mitate, instrumental music of Toronto here. Brett Higgins' Atlas Revolt on Wandering Rhythms.
chequere, que no pare el chequere, 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 suena rico el chequere, chequere, chequere.
Rhythms here on the radio and online and wherever else you can beam frequencies into your brain. Yes, Wandering Rhythms, and we just heard three straight Canadian artists, although the last one, Alex Cuba, is not from Canada. He was born and grew up in Cuba, but he's been living in northern BC or central BC, depending on your perspective, for almost 20 years in Smithers, BC, which is a good 14-hour drive from Vancouver. Go east, go north, then you go west at Prince George, and it's up there. Yeah, so an unlikely place, perhaps, for an amazing, influential Cuban musician to be living and still creating great music. But, yeah, it gives him some perspective on his culture and Canadian culture and probably the peace of mind to create. And Alex Cuba is a Grammy winner. His last album, he won a Grammy for Latin Pop Album of the Year, the album Healer. And his brand new album, Lo Único Constante, which means the only constant. And he's saying the only constant in life is change. And so he's embracing that change. And his music is always changing. Indeed, he's recorded part of it in Victoria, part of it in, where else, New York, I think. Yeah, he's been all over. And we heard a song there from his new album, the song called Shekere, Shekere. And he's saying in the album liner notes that he likes the shekere. It's a shaker. It's got a lot of beads on it. It's got an African origin. And he prefers that to the maracas, which are maybe more popular in Latin music. And it's got the drums of a Abacua culture of Cuba, which is very, very old, even older than the congas, the drums of the Abacua. So very cool. All the songs are a little bit different from one another. Alex Cuba. Yeah.